It's July the 1st, 2026, and the road freight logistics sector, like everyone else in the country, has sat back and breathed a huge sigh of relief. The Road Freight Association must congratulate, thank, applaud, recognize all the role players that ensure that the protests that happened yesterday on the 30th of June in South Africa, on a very emotional point, actually went along quite smoothly. I think a lot of us were quite surprised. To the South African police services, the SAPS, who've borne the brunt of many jibes and much marginalization and battering, well done to each and every officer, each and every commander, in terms of what you achieved. The various security companies out there and road freight operators with their warehouses and logistics systems, doubled, trebled up on those. Thank you so much. And we cannot forget to thank the organizers of the protest march who said that there would be no violence. They kept to their word as best they could. Yes, there were some sporadic incidents, and unfortunately, last night there were a number of cases of foreign shops being looted. But in the main, this was peaceful. So that was yesterday. The real questions that need to be answered are whether we're going to see any change from those institutions or government departments that can make the changes that will effectively answer the grievances that were raised. Are we going to see the hundreds of thousands of illegal, undocumented foreigners in the country actually being apprehended if there are so many? Are we going to see the laws requiring work permits and visas being applied continuously at every port of entry, just like every other country does? Are we going to see all employers being brushed with the same brush, inspected, not just the ones that are known? And finally, the organizers say they're going to do this every Thursday. Well, that is noble. But the danger is that if there's no real change, will those Thursday protests slowly slide down into more violent protests as the frustration starts to rise? So, South Africa, hopefully, those who can make the changes have heard your voices. From the Road Freight Association, we definitely have raised our voice in terms of this time and again. And we hope that the combined voices will now make those changes we so desperately need to happen. God bless you all. God bless Africa. Without trucks, South Africa stops, and without trucks, Africa stops. God bless you all.